today? Good. You can have a seat. You can have a seat. Well, I am so glad you're here. I am going to have to say that we're going to have some big people involvement in here. I'm just saying, okay? So we got some excitement going on down here, but as we trickle back to the back, yeah, it's getting a little old, okay? So we got to get you guys pumped up, all right? So this is what we're going to do this morning. First of all, my name is Ginger Flash Light, okay? That's who I am. And so we are so thankful that you're here. We're so thankful you brought your kids. We thank you that you took the time to take them out every night this week because we have thoroughly enjoyed being with them. We have loved being able to share the good news of Jesus. We have loved being able to talk to them about having no fear. There's a lot of yucky fear in this world, but we can be confident that we don't have to carry that around. And these little kiddos, they've got some real big fears. But this past week we've been talking about we don't have to have that. We can be filled with God's power, with his love, and his self-control. So thank you so much for allowing us the chance to share that message with these kids. We had an awesome time. So I want to kind of give you some facts about what's happened this week. We've had, over the course of the 4 days, well over 500 kids that have come through our doors. Is that not amazing? Isn't that awesome? Yeah. So we've had well over 500 kids. We have had, and this just blows me away, in the summer hot months, we have had over 270 volunteers serve the kids this week. Is that not? Now, I think we can do much better than that. Let's give our workers a round of applause for doing such an amazing job. Yes. And, of course, we had such a great response with our hero, De Niro. And then the biggest and best number is we had 52 kids say yes to Jesus this week. Yes. That's what it's all about. That is what it's all about. And so I have some new little baby brothers and sisters in Christ, and I'm so thankful for that. Well, we have such a wonderful time today planned for you. We just want to show off a little bit of what we have learned. But I think we need to first see who is actually here tonight. So we're going to just really raise the roof, all right? So you guys are heroes in training. I know you guys are prepared. So let's see who's here. Where are my zip-zaps? Okay, all right. What about my zonk bonks? Nice. Our zam bams. Our zoom booms. Very good. And come on, Zally Powies, you better represent. All right, fantastic. Well, let's say our superhero three times, and then I'm going to bring out some very, very amazing people in just a second. So let's see if you're awake. I'm going to say super, you say hero three times. Ready? Super! Okay, now we're going to do this again, except we're going to ask these people, I'm not going to say old anymore, but we're going to try this one more time, and I want us all to be excited about why we're here. Ready? Super! That's better. Super! Oh, I love it. Okay, are you guys ready to bring the cast out? Okay. All right. Well, our first cast member that you have loved this week, he is Dr. Dunnett. So, Dr. Dunnett, can you please come out? Everyone, give him a round of applause. Awesome. Dr. Dunnett. And we call him that because he's been there and awesome. All right. Next, we have Captain Chaos. Very good. There he is. Next, we have beautiful, the lovely Glitter Girl. Awesome. Very good. So are we ready to kind of tell everybody what's going on this week?
Well, we've had a great time this week. Might I just say you look very fine today.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Are you excited to be here today, Superheroes for Jesus? We've learned a lot of things this week in the Hero Headquarters. And as you know, we've had a great, great team. To my right, we have the captain himself, Captain Chaos. He's crazy. He's nuts. We have no idea what's coming out of his mouth half the time.
Good day, people! Good day!
And if you're not careful, you might get glittered by the one, the only, Glitter Girl.
Oh, she's precious. Such a wonderful girl.
We've learned a lot of things of superhero training and tactics. But the most important thing is we learned is a Bible verse. Why doesn't everybody stand to their feet and let's practice that right now one last time.
This is my favorite part, Sir Dr. Dunn. It's so brilliant.
I believe everybody can be loud and proud, and we need to show our emotions as well. Here we go. 2 Timothy 1:7. God gave us a spirit, not of fear.
God gave us a spirit,
not of fear.
But of power. And of love.
And of love.
And of self-control.
And of self-control, sir, so important.
That is our verse. And we learned each night a PowerPoint of the night. And the first night we talked about how Jesus took on the enemy and overcoming our fears.
So powerful. Dr. Dunnett, please continue. I'm just enthralled every
our
time you speak.
Our very first PowerPoint of the night. Let's hear it very loudly. Have no fear.
Have no fear.
Jesus is near.
We must be tired, Dr. Dunnett. That's not quite right.
No,
it's
my
God,
notes are wrong.
Not God is near. God is
near.
Oh, we might have
Dr.
a very...
Dr. Dunnett forgot to stop at Starbucks this morning.
Yes, we might have a long morning, folks. That's okay. Let's try that again. Ready, everyone? Have no fear.
Have no fear.
God is here.
Thank goodness God is here, because we might just mess this up instead.
Have no fear, Ginger Flashlight is here.
Thank
too.
Goodness. Thank the Lord Jesus himself.
That very first night in the actuator, applicator, innovator, smell-evator, we got a very important clue of the night. An Air Zuka. And I've been trying to connect the dots between Air Zuka and fears. And I'm wondering what might be the connection, Captain Chaos.
Dr. Dunnett, do you think we could ask these fine people to sit down?
No, I want them standing the whole time.
I thought they were heroes in training, but apparently they can't handle standing.
Everyone have a seat. There we go.
Well, I believe, Dr. Dunnett, that you've inspired me to tell a story that I remember from the time that I was such a young man. Would you like to hear a story?
Yeah.
Would you like to hear the story?
Yeah.
Okay, then. Well, there was this amazing, wonderful, stupendous, spectacular man, but he wasn't just a man, he was also the God-man. His name was what? He's the greatest superhero of all time. What's his name?
Jesus.
Well, you see, Jesus, part of the reason why he was so great was so he could come and do something so spectacular, but he had to live without sin. And so Jesus, he, like you and I, got very hungry, and he was fasting for 40 days, did not eat, just to prove to his Father that he was dedicated to his mission in life. And so he went out and he went into the wilderness and he did not eat for 40 days. And there he met the supervillain. His name is the devil. Boo. I'm going to try that one more time. If you hear the word devil, say boo. Devil.
Boo.
And this one time I was walking down the street and devil.
Boo.
All right, good. So he went to the devil and the devil came to him. Okay, stop it now.
You so asked for it.
I did. Bad at instructions, sir. But anyway, so Jesus was there, and the devil knew that he was very hungry, and so he tempted him, and he said, Jesus, why don't you take one of these stones and turn it into bread and satisfy your hunger? And Jesus says, knowing the word of God, said, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word of the living God. And then the enemy got very angry, and he says, how can I now tempt him? And so he brought Jesus again to the high point of the temple in Jerusalem, and he put him on top, and he says, Jesus, why don't you cast yourself down? It just ended all. Cast yourself down. And won't the angels, when you jump, rescue your foot before it hits a stone? And Jesus says, the Bible also says, Do not tempt the Lord thy God. And then the enemy, he carried Jesus to the high point of the world and he revealed all of the kingdoms of the world. And he says, Jesus, you're such a great man. What if you were just to bow down and worship me, the enemy, just one time? If you were to do that in the greatest time of your temptation, if you were to just worship me, you would have all of the kingdoms of the world. And Jesus looked at him and he says, enemy, the Lord God is the only one worthy of any man's worship. You leave me alone. And at that moment, the villain left the greatest superhero to be at his side. Isn't that amazing?
Yes. What's even more amazing is how you changed the word devil to enemy.
I've been learning some tactics from you, sir.
You're getting close to graduation, Captain Chaos.
Thank you, sir.
The connection, then, Ginger Flashlight, between the Erzuka and fear was Jesus had the power of God in his life and the ability to blow away any fears that the dastardly devil would throw his way. So, that gave me a zippity-zappity science experiment idea. Oh, would you like to see a zippity-zappity
science experiment? Love these.
I think I need about 3 volunteers. Raise your hands up high.
Go. Stand over here.
Miss Ginger Flashlight, I'm going to need your help as well.
This is extremely dangerous. Never been tested. Especially on handsome children.
What's your name, young man?
Noah.
What's that?
Noah.
Noah, I'm glad you survived the flood.
You look amazing, sir.
Could you tell everybody in the audience something that maybe brings a fear in your life?
My father.
Your father. Well, I'd be afraid of Captain America as well. That's going to be a healthy fear in our life. There we go.
With the power
of God in your life, watch this. You have the ability. Stand very still, Noah, or I'll call your father.
But yes. Sir, didn't the last person that tried this lose his head?
I'm not supposed to tell them that. You have the ability with the power of God to blow away all your fears.
Whoa! That was amazing!
Thank you, Noah. What's your name, young lady?
Catherine,
come here. What is a fear in your life that you're afraid of?
My brother hitting me with a spoon.
Your brother hitting you with a spoon. Not a fork, not a shoe, with a spoon. Okay, make sure we get the spoon on there as well. You don't need to be afraid of your brother. Tell him about Noah's dad.
There's a disturbing trend in the families here.
Stand very still.
I'm calling your brother. Whoa! That was amazing, sir.
What's your name, young lady?
Samara.
What is something that you're afraid of?
Darkness.
Very good.
I'm terrified as well. I sleep with my teddy.
You know what makes darkness worse, Samara?
What?
Noah's dad and the brother with the spoon. Stand very still. Let's blow the darkness away, shall we? Don't move.
Oh, Dr. Dennett! That was amazing! Thank you, dearie.
So, young heroes in training, you have the ability to blow away your fears just like Jesus did. That's what Jesus does in the power of God.
Dr. Dennett,
yes.
I know that we haven't regulated these yet.
I have not tested those.
But, sir, please, may we just try it today?
Should we try one?
These are the super blasters, sir.
Let's see.
Oh, my goodness.
Rapid fire.
Can I try? Oh, this one's not working quite the same. We've got a blowout with this one, sir. All right, there it goes. That was amazing, sir.
Let's give our helpers a round of applause.
Dr. Dunnett, what does this apparatus do? I haven't quite
stop
changed.
Playing
oh, don't touch it. Oh, don't touch.
Yo, Dr. Dunnett. What just happened to me, man?
You played with the voice actuator again, Captain Danny Zuko.
Oh, man. That's kind of awesome, right? Wow, man, I love this gig. Hey, what's going on, everybody?
Well, now we have Captain Cake Boss, straight from Jersey.
Hey, don't make fun of that guy. He's got family, I'm just saying.
Ginger Flashlight, the second night we talked about how Jesus took on the storm. So we have a PowerPoint of the night. Let's all stand to our feet one more time and do the PowerPoint of that night. Let's do it loud and proud. Ready? No need to cower.
No need to cower.
God gives us kapower.
God gives us kapower. I like
that. One more time, very loud. No need to cower.
No need to cower.
God gives us kapower.
God gives us kapower.
I love that, Doc.
Now. Very interesting thing out of the actuator applicator that came out tonight. No, stay standing again. I'm just joking. You may have a seat.
Yo, you know what, Doc? I've been noticing that these adults they're a little bit lacking in, like, the following and paying attention. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Kind of like you.
Well, that's right. I need some help, if you know what I mean.
We got a laser that night that came out of that super duper applicator activator. And this laser is pretty magnificent. Look at that laser up on the ceiling.
Whoa, man, I feel like a cat right now. I could chase that thing for days.
Try it.
Whoa, wait a sec. Don't do that to me, man. All right.
Well, we learned something in the connection of the laser and how Jesus took on the storm that night. Captain Chaos has some great storytelling once again. Or I'm sorry, Captain Danny Zuko from the Thunderbirds.
Yo, I'm kind of getting you comedy, but I'm inspired to tell Annette a story. You guys ready for some story time? All right. So anyway, you know, this amazing, stupendous, phenomenal, captivating, amazing superhero guy. What's his name again?
Jesus.
That's right. You're getting it, Jesus. But anyway, he went out and he'd been worried about all the people that had been following him, and there were like 10,000 people. Say 10,000.
10,000.
And they was hungry, and Jesus was like, hey, man, we got to feed all these people because they're hungry, right? And so they fed all of these people, and it was a huge miracle, like the greatest miracle of all time, really it was. He fed them with just a couple of loaves and a couple pieces of fish and 10,000 people. But Jesus was like, hey, disciples, or the people that were following him, we got to get into the boat, and we got to go to the other side of the lake, right? And they're like, well, what are we doing? He's like, well, we got to take a rest. Come on, get in the boat. So they all got in the boat, right? And they're sailing across. It's them and a couple other people. Well, Jesus is like, yeah, I'm feeling a little bit tired here. Got a little tired. I think I'm going to take a nap. And they're like, you're going to take a nap? And he's like, yeah. And they're like, all right. So he lays down in this little padded area in the boat, and he goes to bed. And then all of a sudden, the moment he goes to sleep, like this huge storm comes up. It's like waves are crashing. Exactly like that. This huge storm. Say storm.
Storm.
Gigantic storm. Waves are crashing. The wind's blowing. And the disciples, they're like, yo, Jesus, dude, you gotta wake up. We're gonna die. And Jesus kind of rubs his eyes and he looks around. He's like, what's your problem? And they're like, Jesus, dude, there's a storm. We're gonna die. And he's like, hang on just a minute, guys. Hey, stop it. And then all of a sudden, the water, it stops going. That's right. It's miraculous, right? And like the wind stops blowing. And the disciples, they get scared. And Jesus is like, guys, how long you been following me, man? You've been watching me do all the miracles that I've been doing. You don't trust me yet. I'm the Son of God. You got to trust me, man. And they're like, yeah. Jesus goes, You got to have faith in what I'm about to do and what I'm doing here. You're following me. You're going to take this beyond to the church and start the church and do miraculous things. And then Jesus was like, guys, you got to follow me. And they're like, who is this guy that even the wind and the water obeys him? He's the true superhero, man.
Give it up. That's a great story. So I made the connection, Ginger Flashlight, between the laser and God's power. Every superhero for Jesus has the power of God within himself. And he can blow away any storm in his life if he connects to the same power. So that gave me a zippity-zappity science experiment.
All right, I need a few volunteers.
Glitter Girl, could you find me maybe one or two young people and an old, out-of-shape person?
Well, there's plenty of old, out-of-shape people in this audience. I'm just telling you right now.
Captain Chaos will demonstrate while she chooses a few people. What is something that maybe you struggle with in life as a storm in your life?
A career path. That's right.
So we'll go ahead and write that on there. Say, loser. Oh, I'm just joking. Captain Chaos, you're making your way.
All right.
Why don't you all stand right here? Oh my gosh, it's the father that Noah is afraid of. I'm kind of a little afraid right now myself.
Hey, yo, security! Look at the pipes on that guy. I'd be terrified too, you know?
So, we have the ability with my Wowzer Powzer laser lighter, which is a resemblance of the power of God. Hold it very still. This is very dangerous.
Wait,
hold it off to
what,
your side.
What are we doing right now?
I'm going to blow the storm of your career path up.
Dude, that happened years ago, man.
You believe it can happen? Say, ka-power. Ka-power.
Oh, I'm scared.
I can't hear you out there.
I'm scared. Yo, doctor. Am I going to lose my fingers? Oh, goodness.
You're not concentrating. Where are you at?
Oh, goodness, here. Ah! I can't feel my hands.
Andrew, what's a storm in your life? What's something that you struggle with? Maybe makes you a little nervous, like holding a balloon with a seriously high-powered laser pointed at it? Yes. What is a fear? What is something that you struggle with in life? Do you have problems sometimes obeying mom and dad? Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, we knew that was going to be right.
We need the protection mask.
Yeah, that's right. We need the face apparatus again. Come here. Last time those kids lost their eyeballs right on stage. Come here, buddy. Don't be afraid. It'll all be over in a minute. Let me tighten this on. See, your eyeballs don't pop out of your head.
Just hold tight. Can you help him there, Captain Chaos?
Yes, sir.
Don't move. Do you trust me? He trusts me.
Are you crazy?
Can you all see over there?
All right. Whoa! Dude, you're so brave.
Five right there, buddy. Good job. What's your name?
Here you go, dear.
What's that? What? Bella, go ahead and stand up. I got you. Bella, what's something that you are afraid of or that you struggle with? Do you have a brother or sister? Do you sometimes get in fights? Yeah? Okay, so that's a storm that could come up, not getting along. We'll go with that one. Thanks for your help, Bella. Are you ready for this? Are you nervous? Don't be nervous. Well, Captain Chaos is helping you. I'd be a little nervous. Let's try it.
Don't you worry, kid. I'll take care of you.
Let's put that little protective gear on her.
All right, wait. But she's got some headgear already. How about I hold it because I love you? Let's turn this way. All right. Here we go.
Hold it very tight. Oh, get that cape out. Nope, hold her like that.
Okay.
There we go.
I'm scared. Well, Dr. Dunnett, what are you doing? I'm scared. Wait, you got to hold it like this. Go!
Oh, it works.
Whoa, dearie. You're amazing, kid.
Whoa. Get over here, scary dude. Let's do something more spectacular. Thank you very much, young
man.
Lady.
Look at what that guy's going on underneath his shirt. He's like that Mr. Clean guy, but bigger.
Yeah, I'd be afraid of this guy too.
I knew one of the guys from on the block that looked like him.
What's something you're afraid of outside of Department of Corrective Services today? What's a storm in your life there, young man?
Failure,
that's a good one.
You better get really afraid right now, I'm just telling you.
We're going to try something with you that we've never tried before. We've only lost a couple hands. We've never lost a head, so I don't think it will happen, but I'm going to blow this off the top of your head today.
He's got a pretty big head, sir. I don't know.
Stand very still.
Right between the eyes, like we talked about.
Oh! Nice work.
Dude.
So, Ginger Flashlight, thank you very much.
I hope the police department's getting a good profile. Hey, see you, buddy. It's been real.
So we learned, Ginger Flashlight, something very important that second night, that we have the ability to blow any storms away in our life. Oh, sorry. My hip's going out again.
Don't do it again. You all right?
Yes.
Okay.
So then we moved into the third night, Ginger Flashlight, talking about some pretty spectacular things.
Doctor, can I touch this thing again? Because it really is amazing.
It does
something with my fingers when it...
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, this thing is great! I can't feel my hands, sir. I feel spectacular.
And we have Captain Braveheart with us today.
Hey, you be careful, sir. I'll strap on my kilt and grab my sword.
That third night, we learned how Jesus takes on the hurt. Every superhero needs people in their life that need help. Because if you didn't have someone that needed help, there would be no need for superheroes.
Aye, that's right.
And Jesus was constantly showing love and compassion and sensitivity with people that were hurting. So he provided them with assistance in healing them, raising them from the dead, lots of things,
an amazing thing.
So here is our PowerPoint of the night. Everybody stand to your feet on that night, and we'll say this out loud. Assume the position, superheroes in training. Ready? Up, up, and away.
Up, up, and away.
Love saves the day.
Love, it saves the day.
Now a little bit louder, and all of you old people back in the back, I'm not afraid to say old. Because I'm old myself.
And that's right. We're calling out you crusty people in
Very
the back
easy.
Section.
You just have to assume the position of a superhero like this.
That's right.
It's very flattering for those of us with bodies like this. Up, up, and away.
Up, up, and away.
Love saves the day.
Love saves the day.
Yes, and
that's
that
right.
night. In the Super Duper, you can have a seat, Super Duper Actuator Applicator, we got a heart. And I tried to make the connections between a heart and hurt. A heart and hurt. And Captain William Wallace gave us some insight on that.
You be careful. There's a slight relation. How are you people? That's great. Would you like to hear a tale? Right. This might be difficult. So this super, amazing, captivating, spectacular man, the greatest superhero to ever live. What was his name again?
Jesus.
Let me hear it one more time.
Jesus.
You see, Jesus is this phenomenal man. He did things that no one in history has ever done before. In fact, if the amount of miracles were actually included in the books, there wouldn't be a library that can contain the amount of great things that Jesus, the Son of God, had done. Like, he went to a wedding. He's so cool. He went to a wedding, right? Weddings are great. And he turned water into wine when they ran out. How great is that? Hey, settle down. It's called Celebrate Recovery.
We obviously have some Presbyterians with us today.
Definitely not Baptists up in here.
But anyway, he did that. And then, like, there were people that were genuinely sick. Like, they were lepers. Like their skin was peeling from their bodies. It was crazy. And Jesus had compassion. And he healed them. And these people were outcasts amongst everybody in that time. And yet Jesus made them whole. And there were people that had diseases that no one knew how to deal with. And Jesus took the time. He didn't just help people that, like, they thought they didn't need help. He helped the most needy of people. He was a wonderful man. He did so many miracles. He even raised people from the dead. Like secular history, not even just the Bible, but secular history talks about the greatness of Jesus. In fact, there was one guy who was born blind. Everybody put your hands over your eyes like this. Adults, you too, you crikey people. He was born blind his whole life. And then Jesus came to him one day and he healed him. Take your hands away. Could you imagine not seeing one day in your life and then being able to see? And he was so excited, he ran to the temple and he said, "Pharisees, look at me, I've been healed." And they were very agitated, the religious people, because Jesus healed them during an inappropriate time when it wasn't convenient for them. And the guy came, he was so happy, the blind man who was now made whole, and he ran. And he went into the temple and he says, "You may take my eyes, but you will never take this healing." That was a stretch, right? But it was okay. Jesus was amazing, right, sir?
He was amazing. And I made the connection that night between the heart and the hurt.
Thank goodness someone needs to, please.
Jesus was constantly looking for people who needed his help and his assistance. And inside of him was God's amazing power and love. And he was constantly overflowing with God's love. And as superheroes for Jesus, we have the same love inside of us. And if we try to contain it, it will find its way out. So that gave me a zippity-zappity science experiment. Would you like to see it?
I can't wait to see this one, sir. Oh, sorry.
I call this the giant bubble
of awesomeness, sir.
Giant boo bubble of overflowing love.
Who are these creepy people with the masks? Stay back, sir. I will crush you like a worm. There's like four people that understand these little jokes I'm telling.
A little more, cousin it.
What kind of witchcraft is this? It's like bubbly water.
Here.
Let's hope this one works this time, sir. You are the
master. Once you ask Jesus into your life. Oh, come on.
I think you touched it,
sir. It just had too much love.
It did. Doctor, you're amazing. Dr. Dunn, I won't be just like you
except
when I grow
Jesus
up.
In your life and you have all of this love and you cannot contain it because it will find its way out. So don't fight it and let God's love overflow out of your life.
This might explode.
Yes. Do it again, she says.
My brain just exploded.
She says, do it again, do it again.
Hey, don't try this at home, you children. It's very dangerous. Especially you, dear. Wait.
Say love, love, love.
That was spectacular.
If you want to see it again, come back to the 10:45 show.
All right. I'll take this, sir. That was amazing. Dr. Dunnett, you're the most amazing man.
Thank you.
You look great with that hair, by the way. I love what the flashlight did to you.
So the last night, we talked about how Jesus took on the cross.
Doctor, can I grab this apparatus one more time? It's just wonderful. Can I do it again? If I just grasp it with my... Whoa! Dude, that thing is totally amazing!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Captain Cowabunga.
My mind just totally exploded. Hey, you be careful, bro. I'm watching for you, dude. Hey, what's happening, everybody? Woo!
So last night we talked about how Jesus took on the cross, and inside of that actuator applicator, we received a cross sword.
Oh.
Yes.
Dude, I saw that in Star Wars.
And our PowerPoint of the night went something like this. Let's stand to our feet once again, heroes in training. Very loudly, ready. Remember God's goal.
Remember God's goal.
Have self-control.
Have self-control.
Say that one more time. Remember God's goal.
Remember God's goal.
Have self-control.
Have self-control.
All right, have a seat. We talked this night about how self-control was a very important tactic to have as a superhero for Jesus.
I think some of our adults need to practice some self-control right now.
When you lose your self-control, you have the ability to be overcome by the dark evil forces of this world. You must understand as a superhero that you have weaknesses. And if you don't grab a hold and understand what your weakness is, you'll never be able to grow into the full potential that God has for you and tap into his power to overcome your weaknesses. I struggle with the cross and with the cross.
Yes, you're doing great.
And that idea that night.
The idea.
And you had an idea of a story, and I'm drawing a blank, so just run with it right now.
Oh, wait, dude. That was kind of awkward, but I'll go with the segue. How you guys doing? You doing all right? I would love to tell you another story. Is that all right? Hey, kids, so help me. I'll grab my surfboard and smack someone right now. Okay, now listen. This is the most important story of the whole deal. Listen. See, there was this great, amazing man. His name was Jesus. What was his name?
Jesus.
But it wasn't just a man. Like, if he was just a great guy, it would be one thing. But you have to know this about Jesus. Like, he fixed people and he healed people and he brought joy into their lives. And as adults that have families where life is hard and life is real and things are terrifying, like, that's really, really important that we have inspiring people. But you have to know about Jesus. Like, he was not just some dude. But he was truly a superhero. In fact, Jesus, he was so amazing that he didn't just come to fix people like that day or for those days, but he came to fix the greatest problem in the world. And it was not a problem with hunger, wasn't a problem that we face today, it wasn't warfare, it wasn't some of those things, it was a problem that we all have, each of us, and it's called sin. Can you say sin? That's right, and Jesus came not to fix war, not to fix hunger, but to fix sin, because sin is what makes us the bad things that people become. And so Jesus, he was willing to do the greatest, most amazing superhero thing that could be done. It was to live a perfect life. It was to never sin. And being the Son of God who came down, who loved us, who wanted to save us, and knew that our sin was going to destroy our lives, but it would also affect our eternity forever. And so Jesus allowed himself to die a terrible, terrible death. He was crucified. And here's what's amazing, because people are like, well, why did Jesus get crucified? Why did he allow people to do that to him? And look, the Bible says this, it wasn't the nails that held him to the cross, man. It was his love. Because Jesus, clearly from the miracles he did, he could have just called fire down from heaven and consumed everybody, even the guys that nailed him there. But Jesus had compassion and he loved them and he knew he had a plan. And it was to give his life. And the miracles he did were to prove he was who he said he was. And when he died, later we know he rose from the dead. But he gave his life there. And the most amazing thing happened when he was hanging on the cross, about to give his life, never sinned. He was being faithful his whole life, that last day. And there was a murderer on one side, never did a good thing, but a murderer here. And another guy on this side was a thief. And the murderer was saying, Jesus, you've healed people, like you fixed people. Why don't you just fix yourself now? Like, get off the cross, dude. And Jesus, of course, he didn't say anything. He knew why he was there. But then the thief said, hey, you and I deserve to be here because of our sin. We deserve this death. But this man, Jesus, don't you understand? He's the Son of God. He's never sinned. But he's giving his life, not just for you and me, but for everyone, that they might be saved. And he looked at Jesus and he says, Jesus, will you remember me today when you go to be with your Father? And Jesus, listen, the best superhero ever said, today you will be with me in paradise because you believe. Isn't that amazing? Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
I think I made the connection between the cross and self-control.
Cool.
The amazing thing is Jesus demonstrated in his weakest moment his greatest strength, the ability to maintain self-control and stay obedient on the cross and do something impossible and make it possible. The impossibility was to save all of mankind. And because of his self-control to be obedient even unto death, he made it possible for you and me to become sons and daughters of the King.
Wow.
Self-control, a great attribute. So I'm going to show you one last thing with a zippity-zappity science experiment.
Whoa, cool.
If you maintain self-control in your mind, understand what your potential weaknesses are, and listen and be obedient to the commands that I would have for you, you have the ability to do something impossible and make it possible. I'll start with these little birds with Glitter Girl. Let me see your pinkies there, Glitter Girl. Let me show you how you can balance these on your pinkies. Do you think she can do it?
What?
You're cheating, little kids, because you saw this happen last night.
No way. On their beaks? Whoa! Dude, that's crazy. Wow.
Very good. Stay under self-control.
Hey, tickle her, I dare you.
Very good, Glitter Girl. Let's take this to another level.
Did you see the level of disgust she showed you with her eyes? She's really good at rolling those things, I'm just saying.
Captain Chaos, come here.
Well, yeah?
Take this nail.
Oh, and throw it at an unruly poor person in the...
Do you believe it's possible to balance all of these nails on this nail right here without impaling yourself?
Wait a minute. You mean like...
Yeah, try
10 nails on top of one nail.
Try it.
You're crazy, bro.
Why?
Like, your personality, like, your idea is matching your hairdo right now. There's no way that... You just can't do it.
Why?
It's impossible, dude.
Let me show you how it's possible. Stay right there. I might need you.
Hopefully this is not an epic failure like my voice right now. Hey, be careful. I'm scared.
I'm just going to add one more just for fun.
Wait.
No, I shouldn't.
Whoa, what?
No.
What kind of trickery craziness is this?
Balance that underneath there.
Dude, how? That's crazy.
Have self-control.
You know I don't have much of that. Hold on. Like right?
No, over.
Like right there?
Right there.
Wait, whoa. Whoa!
But
you are awesome.
You demonstrated some great self-control. I think we should take this to one more level. What do you think?
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait. Oh, sorry. Why are you mad at me? I threw it at you.
I need my lovely assistants to help me with the last,
let's
most
move this
unbelievable
out of the way.
Experiment of all.
All right. Wait, what? Oh, no, the creepy guys are back again.
I have, right here, ladies and gentlemen, a genuine 100% guaranteed. Let's show them, gentlemen.
Wait,
let's show them.
Dude, is that
bed of nails?
Whoa, dude, are you gonna? What are you gonna do with that, man?
Well, I think one person has the ability to do the impossible and make it possible if they maintain self-control.
Oh, we need a volunteer, right?
I just need one volunteer.
Like maybe. Oh, that kid right there is really eager to. No. No way.
Captain Chaos.
No way.
Just trust me.
No.
Maintain self-control.
What? What?
Just maintain self-control in what you think is impossible.
I'm scared.
You can make it possible.
Wait. Ah! Oh, that feels kind of good. Wait, no. 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 Oh, dude, that's like a Tempur-Pedic, bro. Oh, my sleep number is number 5.
Did you have a fourth meal last night at Taco Bell?
Dude, it was like Alberto's, bro. Come on. Duh.
Wait a minute. Is that Matt or Captain Cowabunga in there? I just heard Matt.
I'm not really sure. He keeps
Give
reverting.
Him a round of applause. Something impossible made possible. And there you have it, Ginger Flashlight. That's how we talked about Jesus. Doing some incredible superhero
things. Why is there blood all over it?
Don't worry about that.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
All right.
Let's thank our cast of characters. Everyone give them a round of applause.
See you, dudes. Bye.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, right now, we want to see you guys in action. We've got you up on the screen, so look up over the screen. We're going to watch a recap video.